been always tired. I've come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me that the way would be easy. I just come too far for him to leave me. So I'm just not. No ways tired. I've come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me that the road would be easy. I've come too far for him to leave me. I'm not no ways tired. That kept running over and over in my mind. And for the first time, I got so many sermons in my mind, I don't know where to start. Trying to stay in touch and start to stay right where God wants us to be. But I tell you one thing, this is it. And I believe it's time for us to do what the Lord has been telling us. And he seemed to be saying to us, come on back. I heard a brother preach this morning. I've been here, you know, a few people I listen to. And this brother, I don't know how to listen to him. But dad was out doing something and this brother came on and I was listening to him. And he said, repent. He was talking about the Ephesian Christians and he was saying, it's time for people to repent.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And the Lord been telling us that to repent. Now I'm telling you now, it's time out for talk now. Talk is easy. Words are easy. I tell the Lord a lot of times we get down and pray. Oh, Lord, I said, Lord, you know my heart. You know whether I love you or not. I need me to tell me that, oh, Lord, I love you. Because he said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. Praise the Lord. So, Father, I just want to thank you. They say I'm unorthodox, whatever that means. But, Father, I love you. I do. And my heart has been repentant. I really want to see this through. You told me not to say I'm too old. But I know I'm old, but I'm not too old. So I just want to thank you, Father, for giving me the privilege to stand before your beautiful people. Many things have come across my mind, the things I guess me and you can only discuss. But I just praise you, Lord, for I thank you for the saints. I really thank you for all the saints that have come today. I love you, and I thank you for those that are listening today. Lord, feed your people today from thy servant. Let me, oh God, you know what I've asked you, Lord. Do it in the name of Jesus. I give you praise. Praise the Lord. You know what? I just want to be real. I don't want to be not real. I want to be real. I want to be real. I want to be me. I want to be Celeste. And I told God, you called my name once, literally, when I was about 19. He called me. He called me twice. Celeste scared me half to death. Because nobody never told me about nothing like that. Our church was not like that. Our church was. And when he called me Celeste, I'd never been the same. You know, I didn't want to say he'd sit down and talk with me. But boy, I was scared that night. I was quilting. I learned how to quilt when I was young, and I was quilting. And I said, Lord, if you don't want me to quilt, now you get me up from here. And look like my feet went up. I said, oh, Lord. Looked like a lot of things started happening. So I just want to thank the Lord for what he brought me, and you ought to thank him for what he brought you. Thank you. And I just been praying, and I said, God, what would you have me to do today? What would you want me to say today? I just, you know, I got so much on my mind and on my heart and what I feel, God. I know it's time to get right. I ain't talking about just talking either. I'm talking about to get right with God. And what I don't mean that we're not saved. But a lot of us know, I think about it a lot of times. I've been here a long time. I've been here 30 more years than some of you all, and et cetera. So I think I'm old enough to see it. I said, Lord, I know I don't have what I had. I don't. But I want it. And I don't want to talk about it either, God. I don't even feel like talking about it, Lord. I just want it. So I know I got to go back and did what I did. Amen. And Lord, I say, I'm tired of talking about that too. I just want to do it. You know what I'm saying? I'm tired of talking about what I want to do and what I'm going to do and all this kind of stuff. I said, Lord, I want to get up and do what I say in my heart to do. So I can come to the place where it will show. You know what I'm saying? Amen. Jesus went up on the mountain Y'all know all about that. You know what the brother say? He went up there, the son of God, and came back the son of God. But anyway, praise the Lord. I just want to be saved. And not only that, to finish the work that he gave me to do. And he told me, say, if you'll obey me, he said, I'll make you like Samson. You'll kill more of the Philistines than when you started. Your latter end will be greater than when you first started. And I say, Lord, thank you. I'm not looking for no glory, no praise. It ain't worth it. It ain't nobody to praise but Jesus. But one thing he told me, I wrote it down, and I'm like, Brother Ed, I said, Lord, Brother Ed, are we be ready? Me, I have, this is the first time, Brother Ed, I have 50 things in my mind, just about it. But the Lord, regardless of where we are, at one time, God has anointed us. You are anointed for a purpose. And if a person can't find a purpose in their life, this is why people commit suicide. Because they don't have no purpose. But you got to have a purpose. Our purpose to do what we're going to do. And Al, I don't know if we can save it because I want to start Wednesday. I don't want to be waiting. I don't want to be waiting. But, you know, I was talking to my daughter, Jackie. Was it with you I told first, Jackie? Yeah, I told Jackie. I said, Jackie, when this happened in our family, listen close, when this happened, something happened in our family that don't make no sense to me, and I'm tired of Satan and I'm sick of him. Come on. I say, I know we got to fast and pray. So we got to fast. So Gwen, it was Gwen. And I said, Gwen said, Mama, will you call me back and tell me what day we want to do it? I say, well, I fast on Wednesdays anyway, so let's fast on Wednesdays. So the Holy Spirit touched Jackie and Al, and when she put it online, it came up to say, well, put me in it. So now we got the whole thing going here. Everybody in it. Everybody's family in it. I said, Lord, I wasn't trying to be selfish. But when it happened in my family, I said, you know, let me tell you something. There's something in your family that need to be broken. Something that comes down through your generations. Now, I know that to be so because I have two sides of a family. In one family, a certain thing happened, and the next one, and the next happened, and the same thing. It ain't no difference in this. It's the same old mess. And I said, Lord, I'm sick and tired of this devil. I'm sick of this devil. He got to go. And so when the Lord did that, and Jackie put it on, and everybody got in there, I said, well, nah, Lord say, I'm in a hurry. You know, I want to get this thing. It's a quick work. So let everybody come on. I say, okay, then everybody come in. because I wasn't trying to, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, Lord, I'm going after this devil. And I told the kids, I said, look, if y'all love the family, see, I was family, you know, we need to fast and pray for this family and break that spirit that's in that family. I don't know how else to do it, but to fast and pray. And I don't know if I mentioned to Sister Phyllis or what. I mentioned Sister Phyllis, but listen, we got to stop. You know, people, when you say fast, they say, oh God. But Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone. You just can't live by bread alone. And we can't just think we're going to please God and do something. That there's a fast in Isaiah 58. He said, this is the fast I've chosen. If you want to break the yokes, that 58 fast is the one we got to do. To break these jokes off our people of what's going to happen to them. Jesus told them, when they try to cast out this devil, Jesus told them, so we couldn't do it. He said, if some things come only by prayer and fasting. So we eaters and sweeters, we got to have a cookie or something else. Get ready to put it down. And we're going to fast on Wednesdays for our, and come in this church on Wednesday and pray. And we're going to pray for our people and for the Lord to break these yokes on our families. We was going to first discuss it. But I'm telling you, I ain't got nothing else to discuss. We got to get moving. I came because we're going to discuss and then make it not this one, but next one. Oh, no, no. This devil is cutting up and we got to get on his tail now. Together. Praise the Lord. So we're going to be ministering. Praise the Lord. Now I just be praying for us. We've been praying for what we had a wonderful Sunday school this morning. I sit up there and said, now you know what? Lord, you told me all these dreams that people done had. So David, you know, God did this. I said, Lord, I'm tired of hearing all that. I want you to do it. So what do I do? Praise the Lord. So humble yourself. Praise the Lord. Let me tell you something. It is time for the church to realize what we're doing here. Honestly, we've been hearing it through brothers to come up, and I just sit there and say, oh, Lord. You know, the Lord has keep giving people come in here. You watch, somebody else going to come in and say something similar. It's time for us to get up and be who we are. And that's soldiers of the cross. You didn't join this to sit down. You didn't join this army to do that. This army don't do stuff like that. This army gets on the front line. So you may get killed, you know, literally some. So I seen this Chinese lady, and she was talking about they try to make her not say she loved God. She didn't, you know, because this is not what we do. Our country are atheists. And she's a 78-year-old lady, and her children just begged her, please, mama, please don't say you love God. They'd pick her up and, you know, everything. But the Lord spared her that he didn't let her be, you know, hit and stuff like that. But anyway, some of the people, her brothers that came to hear her, they would pick them up and, I mean, just crucify them almost. Just, you ain't suffered nothing. I told God, Brother Ed, I said, Lord, forgive me. I have never been hit, and I've had police stand behind me with a billy club and threaten us. But I never had no one to just hit me. Because every time something came, God protected me. Because he protected me for now to do something. Praise the Lord. He protected me for a reason. We were teaching down there. Yeah, I was in all this stuff. I was in it, yes. Because I believed in it. And we came back and we were teaching. So I was teaching people how to vote. And something happened to my leg. This here is swollen now. But anyway, I couldn't go to the church that night. And the lights was on in the church, and they bombed the church because they thought we was in the church. You know, let me tell you something wonderful, something great. And all that people have done, I don't see you as white. Ha! I don't see her as white. I don't see you as brown. I don't see you as half-colored. I don't see you as I see people. God gave me people. God took out of my heart anything that was in there that wasn't wrong, and he gave me something where I can look at people. And I thank God for it. Praise the Lord, because I don't think people will come around you if you're shucking. Folks can tell when you care. You say, well, I love you, really. You know, I can go tell her I love you. If I didn't love her, she got enough God in her to know if I love her or not. You know what I mean? You got enough God to know if you love, and I got enough God in me to know if you love me. And I just thank God. Honestly, I thank God. I see it now, it's doing some good and it's doing some bad too. Because people are looking at old wounds and all this kind of crap. And I told God, I said, God, I don't understand. I told Al, it's a gray area there that God has not told me about yet. I said, but you know what? I believe it's God's time. And all I'm going to do is sit here and let God purify me. Hallelujah. I'm going back. I spent this whole time. Lord, forgive me for this. That's what I know y'all been doing too. Ask God to bring you back to that place that you left. Take me to the place that I first believed you. Give me my consecration back. Give me my fasting back. Give me, Lord, my loving and praying for people back, God. Oh, let me spend more time with you, God. Let me get away from that TV. Let me get away from everything that's take me from you. And I know everybody's, I've heard it. I've heard that. People are doing this. Praise the Lord. But I'm going to tell you something, children of God. We got to be real, and we got to get up here and do something for God. And you got to have a purpose. I believe that's why I'm living, because I got a purpose. You know, people don't have a purpose. They just, you know, nobody loves me. I don't care. Jesus loves me. Hello. Whatever you do, hey. God bless it, but Jesus loves me. And I found out that he's God. I find you should too. I can sit up and give him a testimony. You got a testimony. You got a testimony. Okay, I'm going to show you what a purpose will do. When David was anointed king, and the Bible said, well, I had to look back because he was 30 when he took the throne. And so I'm thinking he was about 10 or 12. And it's basically younger than that, But the Bible say Samuel went down and anointed. He was anointed 3 times. But this time, the first time he was anointed, he was about 10 or 12, you know, a kid. And sometimes you got to wait on God. Uh-oh. Sometimes God first anoints you, you just a kid. And you got to grow up. Because we all come in as babies. You don't be born and you're 15 years old overnight. You born again. When you're born again, you got to learn how to serve God. You got to learn, hallelujah. And so he was a kid. And the Bible say in 1 Samuel 16:13, it say, then Samuel took the horn to go anoint it, because God said, now I'm sick of Saul, getting rid of him. Okay, but I found me a king. I believe God has found us today. I do. Every one of us that love God and is going back to and telling him, Lord, I just got to have what I had. More. Want more than that, Lord. Yeah, more. We want to be what you intended for us to be when you first touched our souls, how to fill us with the Spirit. We want to know where we going. Praise the Lord. So Samuel, Father God, and took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brother. He went down and he, y'all know the story, you know, and though the devil try to keep you, when God get ready for you, baby, you can be in the fields. I don't care where you are. I don't care. You could be the worst of your family. I'm telling you, God going to take some folks the worst. Oh, thank you. The worst of their families. People you never thought God would use. God getting ready to do something. And I know we living in a bad place and all this junk that's going on. But in my heart, I feel different. I see God moving. I say, God, it's up to us as Christians to stop talking, to go back to our consecration. Hallelujah. Go get to put the cookies down. Put the whatever else down that's bothering. Put the candy out. Take the TV off, whatever you got to do. Stay off the phone, whatever you got to do. Stop talking about your brother. I mean, whatever you got to do, you just got to get up and do it and stop talking about it. And I'm tired of talking about stuff, Lord. I say, I'm going to do this thing. And I'll be like, you, the brother, who said talk to myself? I talk to myself. I say, girl, you better get me here. What? Sweet, be think I'm crazy. I talk to myself. I said, look now, if you're gonna, you better do so. I'd be me. Me, myself, and I have good conversations. And it ain't just most daily. Yeah. Girl, you better get up here. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. So, David was anointed. Now, here's something, David. I thought this was something about the anointing. Praise the Lord. Why the anointing? Listen, in the ancient world, the sheep herders would pour oil on the head of the sheep. You know about that, don't you? Because the oil would keep the insects out of the ears and the eyes to keep them. They would actually go in there and bore into their brain and kill them if they could get in there. But the oil, listen now, would keep when the insect would, he just slide on down. You know, he just slide on down. And I thought, Lord, Lord, look at that anointing. But the people said, he has anointed us. He has anointed us, children of God. I don't care. You are anointed. If you love God, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And God had put some oil when he took, oh Lord, you know, when they put the oil, praise the Lord, God has put his oil over your head, anointed you. Praise the Lord, where the flies can't get in and the bugs can't get in your eyes. And hallelujah. So your eyes are anointed. Say, my eyes are anointed. My ears are anointed. Hallelujah. So you got to recognize it. Praise the Lord. There's nothing Satan can do to you. Oh, God. God is getting ready to raise and is raising up a people that's going to have some oomph in them. Praise the Lord. They ain't going to worry about what the devil say. They're going to have something down in them that they didn't even know they had in them. God said, I'm going to show you something. Oh, glory to God. He said, I'm going to show you something. Praise God. And when things come against you, praise the Lord, don't tell me nothing about this now. I know. You know what I begin to do? I say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for every trial. Thank you, Lord. Just make me whatever it takes to make me then. Hallelujah. Just go ahead and make me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I ain't going to be. Hallelujah. But did you know what? The devil done does something. Heck with the devil. Heck with him. God is God. And I don't have to look very far to see my God. But I thought about King David because, you know, he was under the old covenant. Watch it now. Lord, I tell you, I'm going everywhere. He was under the old covenant. And so when he was anointed, and he was kind of young too when he was anointed, you know, and God just brought him up. And then, you know, he killed Goliath and he did this and that. But then when he got around Saul, he said, boy, Saul gonna kill me one day. Because Saul got jealous of him. Y'all Bible readers, they ain't got to go all the way back. Oh, Lord. Saul, hallelujah, was going to kill him. Trying to get, because I think Saul knew that God had chosen him over his son. But Jonathan loved David as his soul. You know what? The Lord say, he'll make your enemies be at peace with you. Now, Jonathan should have been the one, but no. God turned the thing around and Jonathan fell in love with David. Just loved him like his brother, like his own soul. And that's the way God is. You ain't got to worry about nothing. You ain't got to worry about that person in your family that don't like you. You ain't got to worry about nothing. All you got to do is just serve God. Don't quit trying to figure out how you're going to. Just do what he say. Just do it. Amen. And I know the mouth, boy, I'm telling you, the Lord had to really teach me by my mouth. I had to, ooh, Jesus. But I know one thing, when I did what he said, it worked out all right. I'm telling you. Oh, yes. Thank you, Lord. So you got to have a purpose. Here it is now. In the Old Testament, people loved God. They knew God. And they did some mighty, look what Joshua did. They did some mighty, mighty things. But God found a man named Saul. Hallelujah, and named him Paul, and went on the road to Damascus and told him, what are you going to do for me? Now, he told Paul, this way. He told Paul what he was going to do. He said, go and get him. When he told Ananias, he's blind, go down there and open his eyes, because I'm going to tell him what I want of him. And I don't know what he told him, because he didn't say. But he told him, say, I'm going to send you to many nations. I know he did that. And I'm going to do this for you, and this is what I want you to do. Okay, now, in the New Testament, hallelujah, it's different. Because God is there with the Holy Ghost. Now, if they didn't have the Holy Ghost, now, did some of them, you know what they say, this one was had the Holy Ghost, and he would give them the Spirit of God. But we got God in us, the hope of glory. Christ is down in us. Christ who died on the cross and gave us a new life. Praise the Lord. He lives in me. He lives in you. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. And so you remember when Paul was on the ship? Now God done told him, you're going to Rome. Now it's depending on if you want to believe him or not. Because you remember when, I thought about it, when they was getting ready to go across to preach. Jesus said, let us go across to the other side. That's when the storm came. Huh? But if he said you going across on the other side, I don't care what try to stop you. You gonna go across. You can't die or get sick and you gotta go across. He said we going across. If he said we going across, we going across. I said, if he said he gonna bless this church, he gonna bless it. Now what I got to do is find out what I don't want to do is to stand in the way of this church being blessed. I say, God, now I know the things you done told me, praise Lord, and I believe it. When you did this thing, I could write a book. Y'all know the miracles God gave me to put this church up here. Miracles. Things I didn't have to pay for. I mean, God just moved so until I did write a book, but I ain't write about that. But God just moved. I mean, he moved. I'm talking about he moved. He put people around me that I got favor with. He gave me favor with people. People that put in the sewers. People that put in the lights. I mean, just God just moved. God put this church up in this building. God put this building here for a purpose. Not that we're going to make a God out this building. Because I'm telling you, we're getting ready to get our tails out in that street and go to these houses. And go and knock on the door and say, and God is going to tell you what to say. We got, so we need some, we'll go get them. D.L. Moody went out and got him, he went out and got him some people. God knows your heart and he knows just how you feel. Ain't you talking, God knows. Praise the Lord. So now here it is. Peter, everybody was different and everybody's different in the kingdom. But when Paul was on this ship, I just thought this was wonderful. Going on his way to Rome, Italy. Praise, the ship got in peril. Y'all know the Euroclydon winds that they was afraid of hit the ship. And the ship got so bad he just had to let it go. Just let it just go where it's going to go. So just let it drift. But they was going to jump off. He said, no. He said, y'all better stay on this ship. It's going through peril, but if anybody jump off the ship, you're going to die. You got to stay on this ship. We got to stay in the boat, because if we don't stay in the boat, we ain't going to make it. So we got to stay in the boat. So they obeyed him, praise the Lord. So when they got up to this place, went into this island, the ship broke up. Half of it, you know, split. And I mean, it's a mess, you know. So the man said, we ought to kill all the prisoners. But they love Paul. And they would have to kill Paul. So you see how God is. God, ain't nobody going to do nothing to you. You know, they said, well, somebody made you come in your church. I said, nobody coming in here. If they come in here, they're going to find what they don't think they saw, they think. Anybody coming here and holding up nobody. Not while we here in the Holy Spirit here. Ain't nobody going to come nowhere. Amen. And somebody's phone. But anyway, I thought about that. Paul, he said, now, I know ain't nobody, whatever, because he know what God had told him. You got to go to Rome. Now, he on his way. So here it is. When he got on the island, you remember all these heathens. Say heathens. They came. These was not godly people. I mean, these were people that didn't know a thing about God. Praise the Lord. But anyway, the head chief was sick. And so Paul, wait a minute, I'm getting too far. When Paul got up, they began to gather sticks, you know, to make a fire. Because the people were so nice to him and giving him food and everything. But when he made the fire, a viper, and this was, when you say viper, that means a bad snake. I mean, ooh, that's a bad, that's right, when you boom, then you boom. About 2 or 3 seconds, you boom. But he just shook it off. He shook the snake off into the fire. And everybody looked at him. No. And they said, well, he must be a murderer. But he didn't die. He must be a god. No, he didn't die. You know, so then it come that somebody was sick. That man that was on the island was sick. He went and whatever his name was, and he touched him and God healed him. Okay, God healed him and all the whole island came. They had revival over there. Don't let the devil just as crazy as he can be. If he knew everything, he wouldn't have let that happen. He wouldn't have let that happen. But he don't know God is still ruling. God, even in the snake, I mean, God is ruling. Yeah. Good. He isn't silly. He do things that just don't do nothing but just bring glory to God. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But if you will serve God, what he meant for bad, he'll bring it good. God will bring it good. Praise the Lord. And I thought about that. I said, Lord, he said, because I had given them something. I said, Lord, that's what I want. I want to, whatever I go through, watch it now, whatever snake bite me, I want to shake it off. Because I got a purpose. I got a purpose, sister, to see this church grow, to see the things that God has shown me. Hallelujah. So I don't care what happened. I'm going to keep my eyes on what God has said to me. And I break it to him. I said, Lord, you said it now. You said it. Praise the Lord. You said it, Father. And you said help and you did this. Now it's time. Now come. Is it time yet? Now I don't want to bother you, but you know what you said. And I want you to know I'm going to believe what you said. I'm not going to be discouraged. I ain't going to be, well, saints, you don't. Baby. God going to do what he say. If he said it, he going to do it. I say, if he said it, he going to do it. And I told Tawana, I said, you know, how I was finding my stuff. He said, Pastor, I've been losing stuff too. I said, God going to help you to find it. Didn't I tell you? I said, God going to help you to find it. I don't care where you put it because God know where everything is. You got to know who you serving. I said, you got to know who you serving. And then you go, uh-oh. And then when you pray, the Lord told me last week, I forgot to tell you. He said, I forgot to say that. Hallelujah. When you get down and pray, it ain't no need you pray for something you don't think going to happen. You wasting your time. I'm coming here Wednesday night, brother, to pray. And I'm praying that the Lord will loose my family, loose my husband, loose my children. Well, I got one son, and I talked to him today, and boy, we were, Michael came over this morning. And I said, loose him, Lord. I'm looking to see him do it. I don't have time now to get down here. No, I'm too old. I can't be getting down here praying for something I don't think. Well, when can he do it? No, God can do anything. Can't you look out and see? Can ever he did your life, praise the Lord, he can do anything. Say anything. And I mean anything. If you can believe, I dare you to believe him. God can do anything. Praise the Lord. I was going to tell, I didn't tell. I ain't never told. Listen, you know, it ain't nothing to me that I don't tell. I don't know, it was 1 week, my account fell short. You know, because I do all the business. You know, that's the way it is. My husband works so hard. I did the business, you know. I said, oh, God, I know where this money done went. Good Lord. Oh, I'm doing this. And so I said, well, you know, you just got to help me because you know I'm not thrift. You just got to help me. So the next week, I looked at my account. You don't have to believe you don't want to. It was $2,000 in my account that I did not put in there. That's why I love him. That's why I serve him. Because I know when I get in trouble, I can go to him. That's why I serve him. That's why I love him. Hallelujah. And Paul knew that. He said, hallelujah. When I shut that snake off, he said, I know I should have died. But God gave me a purpose. I got to get to Rome. I can't be dead and get to Rome. And so, hey, I don't care. This snake got 20 things of venom in him. And you just need to shake it off. I said, you just need to shake it off. All this mess, this devil say, just shake it off. Praise the Lord. Because God is going to bring us through. He's going to save our children. Hallelujah. I ain't going to, No, he's going to save my son. Hallelujah. I just got one son that ain't saved. All the rest of my kids, you know, profess salvation. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But he's going to save, he's going to really save my kids. They love God, you know, mama so-and-so, and you know, and they pray, and they, you know. I said, no, but I want to see y'all saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, and doing something for God. Fired up for God. And I want to be on fire. Don't you? I said, Lord, shoot, I don't want to be no ember down there. No, I want a fire in my soul. I want this church to catch on fire. I want the seats to be fire. I want when you sit down, you can't sit. You be moving in, but like he said he was doing. Moving in, but you can't sit down. Hallelujah. I tell you, the Holy Ghost is real. God is real. And he's here today. Praise the Lord. Don't you think he ain't here today? Thank you, Lord, for coming. Thank you for your angels. Your ministering spirits. You know, if you come in this church and really know what you come for, you could walk out of here, nobody got to lay their hands on you. Come on. Yes. If you understand about the house of God, you lay your hand. Listen, you come in that church with the right mind, you could be sick, can't walk. I believe you get them and walk out. I believe it. Especially we get into this prayer, praise the Lord, and really pray, Brother Eddie. God gonna send something down. I'm telling you now, in the presence of the Lord, nothing stands crooked, out of place. When the God's presence come, things happen. Perfection happened. He put everything back in perfect order. Thank you, Jesus. And so we have to have a purpose. Say purpose. What is your purpose today? And I heard when the Lord really did shock me up when he said, when Brother Ed was preaching Friday night, and he was saying something about, you know, being otherwise having a purpose or something. Like, he didn't use the word, but I said, Lord, that's the truth. Praise the Lord. We need a purpose. Praise the Lord. You got a purpose? You got to have it. Praise God. Because you got the anointing through Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. So David was anointed. He was anointed by God. And nothing Saul did kept him from the anointing and from what he had to do for God. I don't care who the devil put in your way. Now, here's something else. Maybe Ed know this. When Saul went crazy, they got King David, little David, to play for Saul. And it just seemed, then when he killed, watch it now. But when he killed the giant, who's scrapping is this? Who is this? They get to ask who. Now, I know, I think that her name was Bridget. I think her name was Brittany. What? Who is this? Something happens to you. I'm telling you, something happened to you when you kill your giant. Something happened to you. I'm going to tell you, you must change some kind of way. How in the world this boy been up here praying for him all the time? He don't know who he is. Do that make sense? He must have lost his really young man. Good. Who is he? Who is he? The devil is asking, who is she? Who is him? Who? Praise the Lord. God, I'm looking, Brother Eddie, I'm not going to God with, I'm sorrowful. And all this time we've been out, I've been asking God and begging for forgiveness and going back and pleading. Hallelujah. Now I'm ready to fight. I'm just telling you about me now. Everybody telling about everybody. I'm telling you what I'm feeling. I'm ready to fight this devil. I'm ready to fight him. I'm ready to conquer. I'm ready to conquer. I'm going to conquer, and I'm looking for it. So I'm going to shout when you tell me that they came in. Praise the Lord. But still, Ellen, I'm looking for it. I'm looking for Al's children to be set free. I'm looking for daddy to get well. Whatever I'm praying, I'm looking for what I'm praying for. I'm not going to get down and spend my time down there making noise. He didn't tell me to come that way. He didn't tell me to come that way. Praise. And this is what I'm feeling. Now everybody don't say what they feel. Now I got a right to say what I feel. It may not match what you feel, but I'm sorry. Shoot. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. So David was anointed. And he was anointed about, I guess, and he was 30 when he took over. Praise the Lord. And I noticed the difference between David and Paul. I noticed that difference between those two men, even though they love it. It's different between a lot of people, you know. We don't all have the same faith. We don't all do things the same way. But I'm telling you, be yourself. Nobody testifies like Sister Phyllis. If you get up and try to do what Sister Phyllis, you're going to be calling my office. Because you're not Sister Phyllis.
That's right.
I went to a church, and I'm going to let you go, but I went to a church, and we went to hear the choir. Right. We St. Louis sure did, and the people sure could sing. But the man came from Haiti. And when he said, ha-ha, when he preached, he said, ha-ha, ha-ha.
Okay, that's okay. That was the preacher. That was just him. So this dude got up. They had this preacher, and he go, so, ha, ha.
I said, oh, Lord. Amen. Because you ain't none of her, she ain't none of you. Be yourself. God has got a purpose for you. And don't be thinking, well, I don't do it. You ain't got to do it like nobody else. You don't need to do it like nobody else. Hallelujah. You don't need it. I've been in church a long time, and I've seen people copy something of everything. I've been in church a long time. I've been in church since I was 8. And I've gone here, and the Lord took me there, and I've seen a lot of things. But one thing I know, God is a true to do what he say he going to do. He is true. Honestly. God loves us. I'm telling you. He cares about you, even to a clothespin. My sister was there. She's an older lady. She was downstairs. She said, God, oh, God, I just need one more clothespin. She was holding, and the Lord said, look over there. And that's at the clothespin. He cares about you. And then sometimes it's such a little thing, but see, he cares for what you care for.
Yeah.
He's your father, a father that I don't understand. You talk to me if you want. His love is just too much. But I thought to myself, I ain't got to be telling you nothing. You love these people. God loves these crazy folks. I like to have something to say about it, but God loves these crazy people. He does. He don't care how crazy you get, where you at, he just loves you. God even loved Hitler. God loves everybody. Did you ever make a soul? You don't know what that consists of. I don't. But God loves us. He loves us. Hallelujah. He loves you so much, he wants us to live. He wants us to do what he sent us to do. It is no mystery to a saint what we're supposed to do. Oh, you come and take, we have a lesson. Now, we ain't got time for that. Praise the Lord. Everybody know what you're supposed to do? Lift your hands. Oh, that's what I heard. What brother was saying, he went through and he had this disease, but something happened in his body. But he said, Lord, you know I want to preach. You know I want to preach. And well, you really touched my heart, Brother Ed. One thing I know, you love God and you love his people. I want to preach, God. I don't want to die now. I don't want nothing to happen where I can't go out and preach this gospel. I want to preach. And no matter what you get yourself into, when God puts something in you, it's just in there. Yeah. And you just have to just slap it down. If God puts something in your heart, it's there. He put a purpose in your heart. I believe he put, give everybody a purpose. I do. Especially people he saved. And you're not going to be really Just sit down and just loving God and do the, until you get into your purpose. You're going to be a sad Christian. Is that true? So today, that's all. I'm not going nowhere else. I just love you. And I thank God. I said, Lord, I thank everybody that ministers the gospel. Say, God, anoint me. Because it takes the anointing to break the yokes, to help people. I've gone to churches where I ain't know none of what they done said when I come out. But I've been to churches where they fed me. You know what I mean? I went to a church once and I was sitting where Bridget's sitting. And the anointing was way back in the back. They used to tell me the fire was up in the front. But the fire was all over that church. It was right in the back too. I could feel the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. It's all God wanted, some true people. So we get ready to do what God wants us to do, to break the yokes. Because he told us in Isaiah 57, there is a fast that we should fast. There is a fast. We're going to do that fast. And we're going to ask God what we need to ask him. So all I ask you to do, to write it down what you want to ask him. Because we're going to start Wednesday night. We're not going to wait till next Wednesday until we get it out. No. It's already in the Bible. We're going to start fasting and praying Wednesday night. I know we just come off a fast, but God have mercy. All of us could fast. Come on now. Oh, hallelujah. So how about let's fast from okay, Lord, just, we're going to fast Wednesday. I don't want you to say this, and it's pitiful because God has shown me, so it's just really sad. Praise the Lord. But we're going to get back to where God brought us from. Brother Ed, I was thinking, we was looking at the church today. I said, God, until the church is stirred, we're going to do just what we've been doing. Unless you put life in us, we're going to come into the church just like we've been coming. But if during this time you have mercy upon us and we have a purpose, and we love you the more, we're going to come here like Sister Phyllis. Everybody. I don't mean that tonight you're going to be, uh-uh. I'm not saying now you're going to do her testimony. You better not. And take her voice and be another Phyllis sitting over there. Come on. I've been to that too, Sister Phyllis. You know, you've been in the church long enough. But we're going to ask God. And I know, have you been asking God to change you? Let me see the people asking God to change you. I think everybody been doing that. We see what's going on. We ain't crazy. We know this is the beginning of terrible things. But this time we're going to do what we know we should do. Like Al was saying, and this is true, we all go through it, Elder. You ain't the only one, honey. Amen. You ain't the only one to say, okay, Al. I go, okay, now, sir, you better come on here now. Hallelujah, Jesus, glory. God don't mind you eating. And this is another thing. One more before I quit. I said, Lord, it surely was eating that got people in trouble. Because it's still eating. It's eating. I mean, it ain't, you know, did you notice Adam, she got from chewing on that apple or whatever she chewed on. And here we is chewing on stuff when we ought to be putting it down. You see what I'm saying? So it's eating. What do you have the heart? And when I talk to people, it's the hardest thing they have is eating. Most of us, that's right. I'm talking about the saints, not the other. Eating. Can't stop eating. It's ridiculous when you think about it. Now, how come I can't put this down? And it's a different age, Brother Ed. I know now for myself, I don't know about nobody else. You know, my kids can tell you, I fasted. I did a lot of fasting. Sometimes I'd fast so I'd look like somebody dead. I didn't know no better. You know, I would look like somebody. One boy asked me, say, Sister Pastor, what's the matter with you? And somebody said, well, she fasted. He said, well, you go get you something to eat, coach. Amen. But I did it. And I asked God, I said, Lord, what was I fasting for? We used to, our church was a fasting church. And I guess I did it because they did it. You know, there were some times I guess I fast for something. You understand what I'm just telling you the truth. I did a lot of fasting, 20 days, 30 days. Anybody said they did something 20, 30 days and I tried. And I can't say God didn't use me. He did. And yes, he did. But I said, God, this time I'm coming to you with more understanding. I'm fasting to get these yokes broken. I want these yokes broke off of my families and these families that's coming and putting their name in here. I want to see you.
and for them to see you like that. You know, I love Jesse. I met Jesse, and I talked to Jesse. Praise him. But you know what? You tell me, but you know what? I don't care what the devil say. Sister, I don't care what the devil say. I'm kind of like you about that thing. And she in a bad shape right now. But God is God. That don't make God get in a bad shape because you ain't one. God is God. And I just believe he going to do what he need to do to turn her around, or whatever he need to do in her life to turn her around. And that boy, whatever his name is, if that's supposed to be, that'll be. If it ain't supposed to be, he going to send him to New York. Amen. I just believe God going to do. I just believe God is God. I do. I believe God is God. I do. And I believe he knows our hearts. He know what we feel. He know what we need. He knows everything. And once we get that in our minds, we can most so put it on him. And you go to God and say, Lord, here it is. And let it alone, so you getting your pencil and your paper trying to figure it out. I'm learning that, honestly. I know when I tell God, okay, now, Lord, that's it. And I know that I got to keep my mind on what I say. Because your man still is your man. And you say, what cast all your cares? You know, I thought about it. If we cast all our cares upon God, we wouldn't have no cares. We wouldn't have to come to this church. Oh, we wouldn't never have to come here. We would never. So somewhere we're not casting our cares upon the Lord. So let's look into that while we're doing this, okay? Because he wants us to cast our cares upon. We still got a way to go. Souls to be saved. Amen. God bless you. Will you stand? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I want all of us to do something different. Everybody try to hold hands, and we're going to join ourselves together today. Praise the Lord. Deliver my soul, Lord.